Welcome to the Marvelous One here on Indian Radio. I screwed everything up trying to put my ceramic cookie in the background. I missed the cue coming in. I missed everything. I don't even know if you can see it. We're here.
Game.
Fernando, I'm going to give you the win, although I should give it to Warren because he's not here. But
I I relinquish my win for Warren's absence.
I was going to say,
that's the best thing he could ever
get
do.
The win because Warren's not here.
Well, then in that case, listeners and everybody.
The listener gets the win.
Listener for the win. Listeners for the win.
The circle takes the square. What? Never did understand that show.
The dragon always bothered me. Oh, yeah. How about that pull, right?
Well, that was a big pull.
Yeah, you that forgot about the dragon. Pull. We're talking about tic-tac-toe, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Tic-tac-toe.
Wink Martindale. That, how do you name your child Wink? Wink. Was that a nickname or was his actual real name?
It had to be a wink nickname.
Because he passed. Yeah, what's up with all these passing people?
Man.
Theo and Ozzy within a day, 48 hours apart?
Yeah.
The F. How do you lose Theo? He's mostly around for like 40 more years.
So I got a friend who thinks Ozzy might have been like assisted suicide. Happened in Switzerland where that's legal. Parkinson's. Mm. He did that big farewell concert like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So
I haven't heard that conspiracy.
If it is, I completely understand.
You know, right? We're gonna let's go ahead and go into the prickly jungle of that particular issue because it gets political. One side believes it's cowardice, one side believes it's bravery.
You know, here's what I'm gonna say. I had two cousins and an uncle die of Huntington's disease. And if they had wanted to tap out, I wouldn't have fought them. You know what I mean? It's a lot
complicated
to say when you're not watching.
I was going to say it gets complicated because some people, and probably too dark a comment and issue for this show, but you know, some people just want attention. I've seen that before.
I don't think that's Ozzy. He had all the attention.
No. I'm not saying.
He made his peace. If my friend is
overall, I'm just saying.
He made his peace and did what he thought was best for him and his family. And in some ways, you know, people on dialysis, all they got to do is stop going. And 2 weeks later, they're tapping out, you know, and nobody calls them a coward, right? Like,
Robin Williams, same deal.
Yeah. I've
got a friend who's a drug dealer, and when I say that, like, pharmaceutical, legit. He's worked for one of the giant ones for like 25 years, right? So anyway, he's like, he knows more than doctors because he's telling the doctors about the latest, greatest drugs and so on and so forth. Point being, and I don't think I'm breaking confidentiality, but he's been to the doctor's office, like, and he's seen people come in. They've got diagnosed. He said, you got 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. He's like, never sees him again. You know, going out on your own terms,
there's something to be said for that. You know,
like, and
I mean,
just,
when somebody makes a sacrifice to save their family, like something like that, we don't do that.
I'll reflect back on my favorite scenes from Grumpy Old Men. They're out there the two old guys, Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. They're scraping the ice off their windshields on the neighborhood street, and I'll make up a name. I can't remember the exact name. It's like, hey, did you hear about Bob? It's like, oh, Bob. What happened? Heart attack. The other guy's like, oh, lucky bastard. And it hooked me right from the very moment. I was like, yeah, you don't drag your family and whatever, because it's actually harder on them. You're going. There's kind of an acceptance. I'm going to venture to say you've been in at least one situation. Like, this is it. I'm done. And this is kind of a positive thing I'm putting out there. There's a bit of grace with it. There's sort of like a quiet acceptance. It's not, you know, hysteria, at least for me anyway, but and running around. But if it's that situation, it's the other side that's feeling it worse. Yeah. And then at least
suffer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Watching you suffer. And then chapter next, the Titanic thing. I had the same thought with my one buddy. We didn't watch it together or anything, but it was the same, came up in conversation watching Titanic at the very end. It's like, oh, he just got off easy. because she's got to stick around and deal with the grief for the rest of her days.
I thought because she was a redhead.
That just makes it worse for you.
So I went, I want to say it was like a third date with a girl when I saw Titanic. And she was like, don't you think that was romantic? I was like, that bitch should have shared room on the door.
No, because you're a bastard. You're on the third date. You know it's time for third date stereotype to kick in. You don't care. You could care less about the movie. Except for the boob scene.
It's like redhead, right? Like drowning that poor guy. Anyway.
We got to get you on the show because
we got a lot to talk about.
Man.
Like 6 minutes. Star Trek Next Generation. Strange New Worlds came back.
Oh, we're gonna start with that because we didn't do a pregame, which is great, which is fine. Yeah. I would say, again, I'll go on a limb and just I'm in the moment. Because right now we got Star Trek, the next powers of the next generation people, the starship people, and then we've got Resident Alien. This is kind of making up for the dry spots.
Yeah,
I'm beside myself. So I'll just make one comment. Then you go with the first episode, at least of Star Trek. Wow, I will go out on a super limb and be blasphemous and say this is the best Star Trek crew over Picard, over Kirk.
I really like
this is my crew. It's not him. Like the pilot is a badass. She the one with the funny haircut. I mean, spoilers if you haven't watched it. We're already two episodes in. But the fact she had her one hand mauled off, she was basically bleeding on the alien craft, and she's like, "I'm going to do this." And then you just go down the line of all the people. Like,
and then
no choice.
"Why don't you go?" I can't think of her name. I can't think of their names. That's the worst part to it. Why don't you take a break? And she was like,
"The Asian until we're done.
Until we're back."
And it was, again, cinematically perfect. They show her like yawning and being exhausted and fatigued. And they show the captain recognize, like, you've been going on. Again, another badass statement. Like, I'm not going anywhere till the job is done, till we save all the people. Yeah. And then between that, and I'll jump a little bit, Khan, the tactics person, in episode 2 when she's dancing with Spock, I was in love. She was beautiful. She dressed really, she was elegant the way she was dancing. Oh my God. I was like, I'm a little mad at Nurse Chapel. We'll cover that later. But having said that, I'm all over the place. It sucks. In episode 2, I identified with Spock. I was like,
you got the bitter. When she friend zoned Spock, you were like, oh.
Well, I didn't get the friend zone so much as like we took a break. I came back with a boyfriend. I was looking forward to this. I like prepared. I practiced dancing. I got a gift. And then you walk in with a new boyfriend. I identified with Spock. And then they did the whole reverse. And then I identified with the other dude when he was with Spock. I was like, this show sucks. You know, because it hurt. But going back to episode 1, wow. What a great show.
Great way to open the season.
Wow. I'd forgotten where they were. I was like, oh, were they fighting the Gore people, aliens? And then they went right into it. And again, Captain, which is he has to be the stalwart. He has to be the foundation like Harry. But then you go to pretty much every other character, at least 3 or 4, they're solid.
Yeah.
This is someone I want to go to war with.
It's a deep show. You know, character-wise.
Yeah, to end it, I'm going blasphemy off on a limb. Out of the Picard crew, out of the Captain Kirk crew, I would take like next generation technology and then put, and I'm super nerd here, and then put it with this crew. That's my team, man. No, they will kick Picard and Kirk's ass. These are diehard members of the crew. I'm done.
Yeah. No, I think I really like this show. I think, you know, of course, I grew up watching the original, so it's like I like the original.
In reruns.
Deep Space Nine had its moments.
No. Third of the worst.
Voyager. There were some things.
Hits or misses. Hits or misses.
I like the idea of a spaceship station. Right?
Like I, just, where, I, But it was like freaking episode one of Star Wars. Like, I don't want to know about the Trade Federation problems and all this. So that was deep. That was deep. That was deep space. I was like, oh no, well, we you know, the truce between the peace treaty and the, I don't give a fight or talk cool sci-fi stuff. That's all.
But like, I mean, and there's things like, I know everybody thinks Next Generation was like the be all to end all. I'm with you. I like this way better than them.
I have a special connection because when I worked, I wish Warren was here, because when I worked for Marvel, we did a few comic books. So it was released in the 90s. I was doing comic book coloring for them. So there's a bit of a, you know, a kindred spirit for it. But again, having said that, again, so many badasses on the crew. Like, these guys are going, comments galore. I can't.
And I can believe it's like all new to them, right? Like when I watch it, it feels like it's all new to them. You know, even, because it was all new to them.
Well, even, I was where I might hold my nose a little bit when they bring Scotty in. They've already got Spock. But when, you know, they're there with like Taxi wife, I forgot her name again, the quirky, funny lady, the engineer. That was gold. They're like, because there's like, we have like a -0.85 chance this will work. And then the captain comes on. How's it going? Oh, we're going to be ready. We're ready.
If you need it for
I was like, what are you doing? And just the way she handled Scotty's, like, she walked in. Well, I was like, well, what's the status? We need it in like 10 minutes. It's like, well, there's no way we can pull this off. We got, that's it. There's no, then, okay, what's the status? We've got like a couple hours or so. What did you do say that for? Because you need a phaser to the head, or you're not going to, it's like, that's gold.
Yeah. It's
absolute gold.
It's solid. Good crew. It's solid. Characters are very believable.
And again, it's in the sci-fi umbrella, where you can have not using this as a segue, but you can have Resident Alien, which is sci-fi legit. Yeah. And this, Star Trek, they're both sci-fi, but these are, you know, pun intended, these are different universes.
Yeah.
As far as you handle the genre.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time.
I like the first two seasons of this, and the first two episodes, I'm back into remembering why I liked it. You know, and I didn't grow up the biggest Star Trek fan.
Star Trek kind of scared
Star
me.
Star Trek. I was definitely Star Wars over Star Trek.
Hell yeah.
Star Galactica over Star Trek.
Oh, Athena, come on.
Buck Rogers in the 25th century over
Even
Star
Daffy
Trek.
Duck, 21st and a half century.
21st and a half century. But you know what I mean? Like, of the sci-fi shows.
Sure.
It was
great,
not
though.
My one seed.
Well,
it was a good show. It wasn't.
It was more. Seat. It was more drama than action, and there's a whole debate about that Star Trek turn. No, Star Trek actually scared me when I was a kid, because they just did a great job. Like, there's no effing way they're getting out of this situation. Kirk, they're all screwed. Then the last 2.5 minutes, save the day, and they're all laughing on the freaking deck later. but they scared me.
Spock is all cold. Nurse Chapel done did him dirty.
Man, see, you don't do that. See, I tell that hurt. that hurt.
Sorry.
That hurt. Can we talk about more about the episode one? Where it was just, again, they're all badasses. Uhura, all of them. And then credit to them jumping to episode two. Totally different pace. Totally different vibe. This was more about unrequited love and, you know, the totally means nothing, but I like Nurse. I usually like long hair, blonde hair, and I liked her with shorter hair. I'm not a short hair guy.
So here's what I'm going to say is
she's still pretty.
Did this last season too, where
one
episode would be like over here in left field, and then the other one would be like over in right field. Like,
oh well, they had a freaking musical. Come on,
right? They had a musical and stuff. So I don't want to say I expect them to jump around. Right, because I don't know where they're going to go. But what I really like is that the writers, the producers, aren't scared to take a chance.
See, this is where I jump in with. Over the years, and we've been doing this like 8, going on 10 years. The show, I can't fathom that. But again, with Warren, because he goes, "Oh, well, why did they do this?" I'm like, "Bro, it's a creative field. You take a chance. Sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss." Since he's not on the show, I'm going to call you out where you've called him like the common guy, right? The guy
he's
on the
Joe Average.
Okay.
Sorry.
You took it deeper. I was trying to be nicer. The point being,
Warren's kind of Joe Average.
Well,
like, television wise, opinion wise,
a comment he made.
I'm not saying that makes him bad.
No. But here's to epitomize it. He made a comment a few episodes back. It was like, well, you know, for like that episode 4 was great, but episode 5 they should have just like, that's not how it's done, Warren. They don't do one show, stop, take a week off or a weekend off, and then do the other. All the shows are all written out already. And to that credit, what was I thinking of? I guess it was not a segue. Just like as a film guy, Resident Alien, all that stuff was not shot in sequence. It's rare; it does happen, but it wasn't shot in sequence. Meaning, like there were like 4 diner room scenes. Those are all shot at the same time, but it's like part 2, part 8, and part 12 of the episode. That's pro level, man, master level.
Like I'm gonna say this, and I'm not very emotional kind of person, right? Like I'll
testify if you make me witness. Call me for the deposition,
right? But I'll like attest. the dancing scene where Darcy was like walking through was almost surreal.
Are we segueing?
Yeah, we just you just segue.
That's fine.
We're going.
Okay, that's fine.
You know,
I was wondering where they're going. That was like the opening of Big Fish or something. I was like, where are they going with it? Where are you taking this?
Okay, it kind of gave me a Doom Patrol feel. Remember how they would just do like some weird stuff like that every now and then? And it kind of gave me that. And I was like, ooh. Right? It was ominous. It was not ominous. It was.
I'm kind of getting to who together. You know, the mayor and Mary Wife, but then the sheriff, okay, with the deputy and Harry. It was nice to see Harry and Asta, you know. But I went to a different way. But yeah, it was, you know, it was Main Street.
I don't remember who she was dancing with. The nurse, maybe. But
anyway, continue.
But it
3,000,
was,
that's all you're coming.
Yeah, it was just like, wow. Like I'm not really always the one to like, oh my God. But that was like kind of impactful. It was
interesting.
That like really stuck out to me.
Okay.
Which is
it was just like a surreal dream. Like,
yeah.
Well, I'm gonna pin something to that. I am not happy with how they do the pre-viz and because I enjoy just enjoying the splendor and the surprise. Oh, are they going to go here? Are they going to go there? Oh, didn't see that coming. I get incredible entertainment value from that. So when they start showing clips, oh, here's the mantid. Oh, here's when the kid, you know, did the sword. Now I know that the rest of the show is going to highlight these certain aspects of the storylines. I really detest that. It's the previews, I guess, is what you would call it.
Yeah, like what happened last week?
Not even that. They'll pull stuff from like even a season 2 or episode 4 episodes back. Like, again, they'll show the kid or they'll show the man.
I'd almost rather they pull up stuff that has nothing to do with it. That would be more Resident Alien to me.
Well, that's like the end of Star Trek episodes, the original, where like, that wasn't in this episode. Why are you bringing up the white door? Like, yeah, anyway, that bothered me as a kid.
Truffles or whatever they were.
Yeah.
But delicious. Anyways, I then you got into, I can't think of the guy's name now, damn it, who played Harry's father.
Oh, Ed.
Ed, yeah.
You may call me father. You may call me sire. You may call me Ed. And there's like perfectly timed two.
But
three.
I was thinking, the, Ed! I was trying to think
then
of
he just
the
calls him Ed.
Names.
Oh, right? Yeah. He's
like
been around.
When Harry's like, oh, here's my son Bridget. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not hungry right now.
Just the way she gets tossed around, because was it 2 episodes back? Go play.
Yeah, Gary Brock kicked her.
Her, him. They're playing with the pronouns. But yeah, go finish your thing, because I have like notes. I'm gonna freaking shotgun a bunch of points here.
Yeah. But there's just I was like that, and then Asta talking about the rehab. I mean, Darcy talking about the rehab with Asta.
Wait, yeah, what the hell? They're getting real. Like every 4 minutes.
And then
you're making me laugh. And then, what was this? What did you do to me?
Like Dan being like, you got to leave town.
It was just so well, again, written. Actually, it was like, I don't want you to leave town. But it was like fair. It was fatherly.
Yeah.
It wasn't black and white. And just, again, it wasn't poor writing. This was good. This is like legit good.
And then and then Trevor Plock being right about who the Mantid is.
Yeah, he's legit because they started, you know, sliding him off to the side as this kind of almost corny character, but they bring you back home. Anything from Darcy, you're drunk, so basically you're trying to use the. So yeah. He's a pro. He is a legitimate law enforcement because he's good at this.
Yeah.
So.
Kid figured it out and stuff, and then the mayor's wife at the end. What the?
It was perfect. That was exactly the line that was needed to be used.
It was just such a great episode.
Okay, I gotta go, man.
Go.
I gotta. So, out of all the wonderful things, again, the emotion, the action, the funny, and sci-fi, this show to me that takes it to the top were the one-liners, because they would just hit me like Mel Brooks out of nowhere. I'm like into the story. I'm like into this. Oh, like Mayor's wife is kind of really cute in this scene, and then boom, here we go. When Big Black goes, like, all you gotta do is clench your butt. I can show you how to do it. That came out of freaking nowhere. And then they are relentless with the mayor about the candles. He's just getting hammered.
He's getting hammered.
He just hammered. Kind of, it's the comments are out of nowhere. He's like, well, then, you know, I got, was it last episode review? I got 4.5 stars on this, but then that was last week. Then this week he goes, well, make the fake pregnancy. Yeah, I've got a bunch of return candles. total girlfriend wife situation. She's like, so you saying I look like I'm 5 months old? Oh, you just stepped in. That's
that caught me. I was like, oh. I was wanted to use it for a little bit. I was like, I
felt bad for him. That's just like saying
poor Mayor Snowflake.
That's like saying just calm down.
Yeah,
that's the equivalent. And then, oh my gosh, I'm going to shotgun the hell out of this. We got a right hook of justice, everybody. The second he's like, close your eyes. Like, that got dark for a split.
Yeah.
No way he's going to do it. There's no way he's going to kill the kid. But when he says, close your eyes, solemnly and kind of deep, like, that's a little dark. Then, boom, he kills his own father.
I don't want you to get goo in there. And then when he says, then he throws like a big haymaker because he's like, even though you say you're not my friend.
Oh, my God. Yours. Yeah. Even though you said I'm not somewhere. One of them was real. Not even though you said you're not my real friend. I'm yours. And then even give him, if they showed his big the claw, 3-4 finger hand cut him. That's when we get the OF moment for Mayor's wife. So again, I'm shotgunning everything. Ian, I know you'll appreciate it as well as anybody, you know, with male blood going, Darcy's getting a little bosomy. That's a nice way I can say it. I don't remember her being this bosomy in prior episodes.
For a season, she was wearing really bulky clothes. I guess. Maybe she was pregnant in real life or something. I don't know.
Oh, man. Ooh, she was a little deep pool. Next, again, Big Black. He's like, oh, what you having there? What is that? Well, it's a pasta salad. It's either pasta or salad. You can't.
I mean,
it was almost a Seinfeldish, like, were you? It just, because right now this building up, is she the Mantid? Is she in danger? And now he's having a problem with the pasta salad. It just, again, out of nowhere, one-liners.
Yeah.
Harry, when Asta goes, well, X, Y, and Z, is like, that road trip started normal. Then it ran into a ditch. Oh, I forgot what she said. And then you have another one line. He's like, when I get my powers, then I'll be a hero. And not like teachers or nurses. I mean, like a real hero. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought I was like, oh, there's going to be epic hate on that. There's going to be epic hate. Which is such a great show.
Yeah. It's just that is so, again, well-written, executed. They've really hit their stride. I mean, it's clever. It's funny. It's real. When Asta's ex and Darcy, Asta's ex gets back, Darcy guy, well, she's like, where were you? I was about to commit suicide. Oh, damn, you just trumped the hell out of anything I've got to say.
Yeah. it got real. It's you don't know where you're going to get pulled. And well, they like set you up. Like they're like, one line of real.
It is the absolute blueprint. If it's possible, the blueprint of comedy is you lead them off way over here to the left and you swing them hard to the right. That's the forensics of it. Obviously, the art of it is to pull it off. So I'm going to end with like my one last note is predictions, if Warren was here, my prediction in the show's finale, which, by the way, will never happen. It's going to go on forever.
I hope so.
I believe that there's going to be a city-wide memory wipe of everybody, because everybody knows they've already connected when the mayor and mayor's wife, like, they've seen Harry as an alien now, and they're working with the mayor, and then Asta and Darcy are coming over to spill the beans. Like, everybody's going to be in on the alien thing, so the only way to address this, make this normal again, is do like a third rock from the sun, just totally C-3PO and R2 amount, and then there may, and I'm not sure what they'll do next if Asta and Harry actually get together at the end.
I don't know.
Maybe that's the reason he goes. I want them to.
If it's not, I don't think they will.
If it's not him, then me. If not me, then him.
You want to hook up with him? I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know. He's freaking awesome. He's really good. And after the right hook of justice, I didn't have this in my notes at all. I felt it. I felt when he became he got his superpowers back. There was a vibe. They did a great job, and it was a CGI character. I enjoyed this, and I remember thinking, this one episode is better than all the Superman in the movie theater. By miles and miles.
And I saw a review. I don't want to harp. We only got a couple minutes. And I don't want to harp on it. I saw a review being like, it was scary, but the person thought the Superman movie was good. And they were like, we shouldn't expect all the James Gunn DC stuff to be this good. And I was like, oh my God, if that's the best, that's not going to be a very long, the DCU isn't going to last very long.
Well, the telltale for me is on Variety, which lost absolutely all credibility when, for a while during Snow Woke, they were promoting the heck out of it with accolades galore. Oh, it's the greatest live action, made the number one in the theaters. Like, you're really not, it's not even reading the wall, whatever times 100. And now they're doing the same Cindy Brady, the same thing.
They were like, oh, it made 400 million. It's Superman. It should have broke a billion.
They have all the tools. There just was nothing super. Again, that one moment where Harry says, close your eyes, like, you could feel the oxygen sucked out of the room, and then he stabbed his father. There's nothing in Superman that's even close to that emotional and right hook of justice. No. Oh, and by the way, I don't think I'm going to submit that the father isn't dead. He's going to come back and give him all that away, boy. I'm proud of you. That's what a real.
Oh, Harry's dead?
I don't. That really, one stab is going to kill him?
I mean, he got him through like one of his hearts.
Dude, the man that got a bullet and spit it out. You know, these aliens, no joke, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but remember, that was the same area in season one in the crevice that Harry was hurt. He almost died.
I'm just saying, when he was laying there, I was like, I think you might get up and give him a good job there, boy. Moment. I see that coming.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying, well, it may or may not happen. If it does,
I would like to see next week open up with Bridget gnawing on his leg or something. But I don't think they're going to go that dark.
You're a bad person. Well, I like the character who played Ed, the dad. He was solid. He was solid.
That guy's good in everything.
Yeah, he plays that guy. That white Richard.
Yeah, he's good in everything. Just a good show.
Again, he even had a one line. He's like, you weren't a warrior, deadly warrior. You're just a dick. It's like, that's good. And he's like, yeah, he's right.
So,
Happy TMOs this week.
We got the old 1-2 shot of good.
Hell's
time.
Yeah. Hell's
I'm
yeah.
Happy about it. We needed that after Unsuperman.
Dry spells. Yeah.
Unsuperman. Anyways, we'll be back next week. Who knows about Warren?
Forget that dude.
Yeah, he's going to be that way. Anyways, we'll be back next week. We'll talk more Resident Evil, more Star Trek, Strange New Worlds.